Facebook.com.
Hello, my name is Shayla. I'm your host on my podcast on newness of life. And I'm going to walk you through ways that I can just grow in your relationship with God. And there's something that I feel like is so misunderstood in Christianity. And this is something I want to bring up today in the podcast is the Holy Spirit. Because I feel like so many Christians and people misunderstand the concept of the Holy Spirit. So I just want to, I pray that this gives you clarity, confidence, and deeper confidence in the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit doesn't, he lives inside of us as believers. And when talking about the Holy Spirit, it may bring up some memories and thoughts of how the Holy Spirit is a feeling instead of a person, in a way that through worshiping with music, or maybe you may know the Holy Spirit, but have a harder time and have been losing hope and trusting in the Holy Spirit and moving in your life right now. So I know for myself, I've struggled so much with wanting to focus on the feeling of the Holy Spirit in the past because of the church I grew up in, where they put so much focus and pressure on how you must focus on the feeling of the excitement of the Holy Spirit and how it might bring you hype in the moment when you worship Jesus. And so I had a misunderstanding. I misunderstood the concept of how I thought that if I don't feel anything, if I don't feel God with me, then I must not be a Christian. I must not believe in Him. And they put too much focus on the feeling of the Holy Spirit and how it makes you feel. And so this is a wrong concept because the Holy Spirit is a person. Three in one, as I talked about in one of my videos that I just posted recently. And I talk about how He's a part of the Trinity. God is three in one. The Holy Spirit is a part of who God is. The Holy Spirit is God as well. So the Holy Spirit, He is a person, not a feeling, as I mentioned, and how I feel like people have thought the Holy Spirit is not a person, it's more like a ghost that we just don't see. But the Holy Spirit is active in a Christian's life. And where I have felt burdened, I have felt burdened to follow after the patterns of joining all of the hype in the past, in the moment of the worship, or thinking that the Holy Spirit isn't active in my life if I don't feel Him, or that to focus more on the peace and the feeling and all that. But instead of focusing on who the Holy Spirit as the person of God is. So I just want to share that I hope it just gives you just more clarity of who the Holy Spirit is as a person of God, as God. So it goes by saying this. In his word, he says, The Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears. And He will tell. So I want to share that the Holy Spirit helps convict the world of sin. And when the Spirit lives inside of us, His Spirit will start to do a work in our hearts to be able to see the sin in our lives and the areas of where we may should grow so that we may be able to be closer to God. And this is way that we can do that and being able to listen to the Holy Spirit and the way that He convicts us of sin is by reading God's will, by reading scripture in the Bible, as seeing that this is where we are able to be able to see our sin as the Holy Spirit convicts us when we read the Word of God. This is how the Holy Spirit works in our lives as Christians. And if you don't know where to begin, I just want to encourage you that just start reading the Bible, just start reading scripture, and that let ask God to let His Holy Spirit speak to you of the sin in your life and how His scripture is speaking to you in that way to lead and guide you into what is right instead of falling after sin and your own pleasures. And so that's the one way the Holy Spirit works, is convicting, but also in righteousness. But I want to start by going to the scripture that says this, that John 16:7-13, "But truly I tell you, it's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, there is an advocate that will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the one about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I'm not going to the Father, for you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can bear. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." So the Holy Spirit also leads us into righteousness, leads us into what is right, and helps us to know and guide. He guides us. He guides us into what is right. Even when we are confused about knowing what is right and the decisions we make in life and not knowing what the right way to go is, let His Word, the Bible, lead you. And as His Holy Spirit will help guide you to follow what His Word says and follow what is right, His Holy Spirit is our helper. As Jesus says, He is our advocate, and He's gonna help us. His Holy Spirit is our helper, who will help us to do what is right. He will guide us and will help us know what is right and sin, and will be able to draw us to knowing which way to go when we don't know where to go. The Holy Spirit will help convict the world of sin. He will continue to do that, and his Spirit guides us and will direct us in the right path, even when it seems like it's the right way that we think we want to go. This is how we have to listen to the Holy Spirit to help guide us. And His Holy Spirit will also be with us in all things, and will bring to remembrance His Word when we need it most in the decisions we make in our day to day. And when we have His Spirit living inside us, it can give us boldness to walk into obedience to what His Word says. And will be able to draw us, to guide us from walking away from sin in our lives. Because when we trust that the Holy Spirit, when His Holy Spirit confesses us that it's good, even when it doesn't seem good at the moment of where His Spirit is guiding us. But I want to give you an example of the Bible, what His Word says. The Spirit in the life of Paul, in one point in Acts 16:67, it talks about the Spirit does not allow Paul to go where he thought he needed to go. And it says this: Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia. Leah, Dia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia, when it came to the border of Mysia, tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to go. The Holy Spirit would nudge us not to go where He knows we should not go, and we have the choice of either following the leading or not. But the thing is that God is so gracious and will not let us go astray. He will not let us go. He might let us make decisions that we make, and sometimes it's not right. Sometimes our decisions will be wrong, but He will guide us back into His right ways. He will lead us back to know the way that He wants us to go. But at the same time, as Galatians 5:16-17 says, "I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. But these are in opposition to one another, as so that you may not do the things that you please." We need to walk by the Spirit at the same time, to not let our own desires lead us or draw us to what we want, but what the Spirit wants us to do. For there's a battle between our own desires and what His Spirit desires for us. And that's why we need to constantly let and fight by following and letting His word be constantly present in our minds and lives as we obey and as we're aware of what His word says for us to go and be guided by His Spirit to know the truth and to walk in the truth of what His word says to us to do and act on. So, yeah, that's how it would just help us just to rest in the fact that as you follow in the way that you understand that His Holy Spirit will show us our sin, but also will guide us and help us to do what is right, and will be with us as we obey and as we go where He wants us to go. We can trust His Holy Spirit as we follow Him, as we follow the ways that He wants us to go. And yeah, just pray that this encourages you. And even Proverbs, it talks about to not lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all ways, and to trust in Him, and He will make our path straight. Because He promises that. And so I just, would you just let His Spirit guide you into all the truth of what God's word says, and that you would be able just to rest in knowing that what His Spirit wants to do in your life is good. And you don't have to doubt where His Spirit guides you and what area of sin that you may have to cut off and let go of as you spend time just going to a place of submitting to the ways of God, as you let His word be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. So God bless you, and I pray that you would have a great week. See you. TunePocket.com.